5, 4, 3. We welcome you to our weekly exclusive one-on-one with head coach Doug Peterson, presented by Wawa. Hello, everyone. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro with head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. And we are looking ahead a bit here to the Kansas City Chiefs. That win on Sunday, kind of a distant memory. We talked about this before, Doug, but how quickly do you process wins and losses?
Fast. You spend a little bit on a Monday morning going back and recapping. And, the beauty of having iPads and things now is we can watch these games on the train, on the plane, wherever it is on the way back. So we get a lot of the grades in already. So we spend most of the time on Monday game planning and looking forward to putting the plans together for the next week.
Does it take young players time to process things so quickly, you find?
I think so. I do. I think it's they're going to hang on to things a little bit longer than coaches do. We try to we obviously move on a lot faster, a lot quicker, because we're in game mode really on Monday, and then Tuesday is our big day, and then we go practice on Wednesday. But I think players can kind of hang on to it a little bit. It's a long season. You enjoy the wins. You spit them out as fast as you can. You get ready for the next week.
What did you learn about the team on Sunday?
Resiliency.
I knew
that going in, and I wanted to see how we were going to respond to. And that was my message to the team: was how well are we going to respond when adversity hits? And we had adversity in that game, and they responded well, like I knew they could and knew they would. And that's the best thing about this football team, and they play so hard and so passionate about the game that. I think we can be faced with just about anything, and these guys will battle through it.
Still many chapters to go in this season, Doug, but, last year, 1-7 on the road, lost some games in the fourth quarter. And then on Sunday, you win 11-0 in the fourth quarter, really the big difference in that game. Why? Why does this team show such maturity one year to the next?
I just think we learned from our previous year, previous mistakes, and there was things that I talked to the team about all spring long and all summer in training camp was, we got to learn to finish better and make plays down the stretch. And what a great defensive play, obviously, the sack fumble and to get in the end zone to really, stretch our lead. And, and then offensively to go out and, you'd love for the offense to finish that four-minute drive and stay on the field and not give the ball back to Washington. But overall, I just think it was a great team effort late in the game.
What did the offense show you? How'd they play?
A little up and down. Had some consistency early and then got away from that. We made some dumb mistakes, really bonehead mistakes, things that we've repped, all the way back to OTAs. And, those are the things that we've got to fix, got to correct. And then we picked out. I thought the passing game, Carson was very efficient, spread the ball around. You look at several guys with 8 targets and one with
Ertz
and those guys. And Torrey had 8 targets. Alshon was 7. So the guys that we want to target the ball to, we were able to do that and spread it around. We had opportunities down the field, which is a bright spot. We didn't hit on but one, but took some opportunities and shots, and those are some bright spots we can build off of.
You did not hesitate, Doug, to come out of the gates fast and aggressively with the big ball to Torrey. Why that call, first play of the game?
Well, just kind of going back and studying Washington and Minuski over the years and just understanding how he starts games. And, and I just wanted to come out and be aggressive early with our play call and with our guys and just show the confidence that I have in them. And we just missed, slightly underthrown ball, but we came back and missed again. And, but those are things that we're capable of doing now. And we want to be able to back defenses up and to come out and do that first play of the game just shows that we'll have more of those opportunities in these next few games.
13-0 lead, and you try that kind of that lateral to Nelson. Can you explain what that play was supposed to be?
It's supposed to be a run. It's supposed to be a run. And it's designed as a run, and that's just an advantage throw for the quarterback and really based on a man zone indicator, and they gave us zone, and so it was an opportunity. It wasn't perfect. Obviously, it was a lateral, and it's even in practice, we always practice it downhill, throw it downhill. And it was a mistake offensively. So we'll learn from it. We'll move on from it and correct it moving forward.
What do you need to do really to get that run game where you want it to be, Doug?
It's close. We just got to sustain blocks. Just got to know leverage, understand fronts, understand, where the backers are, make those necessary adjustments in game and just keep fighting, keep plugging. The run game was there. We had some potentially big runs in this game. But we just came up a little bit short on some execution and just finishing the block.
Doug, this game, this win, this first one was clearly a three-phase win. Special teams came up huge, defense dominance. This is you come back on Monday and Tuesday here, and the locker room, there's just a vibe here. Everybody really feels like they can contribute, which is, I guess, exactly the feeling you want.
Exactly what you want, and it's got to be three phases. You know, we talk about it all the time, but now we know, too, that sometimes it's got to be the defense stepping up. Maybe it's the offense 1 week, and, you know, we know that the special teams. You know, I talk about field position all the time, and Donnie Jones had a punt to the one-yard line, and, you know, the defense took the ball away four times and, you know, things like that. So, you know, you never know which unit's going to step up. It was just this past week, it was great to see all three.
Kansas City Chiefs, special spot for you going back to Arrowhead as a head coach. What does it mean to you?
Oh, it's a special place, obviously, and spent 3 years, and it's a loud place. I still think they hold the world record for the loudest outdoor stadium. So we got our work cut out for us. This is, as we know, an Andy Reid coach team, and they're going to be well-disciplined, well-prepared, and we got to be likewise.
Were they for real on Thursday against the Patriots?
They were. That's the Kansas
City
Chiefs.
Didn't think they were that good?
You know what? I've seen it. You know, I've been there. I've seen it when they can play like that. And Alex Smith was very efficient. He's not going to make the big mistake. He's not going to, you know, turn the ball over. And they've got some speed at the skill spot. So Tyreek Hill is somebody that we got to be accounted for. You know, Kelsey is a tight end that's very athletic, can run, good route runner. And, you know, so they got weapons on offense, and that run game can really feed and get going. So, and then defensively, you know, a Coach Sutton team is again a well-disciplined team. They're not going to present a lot of things to you. It's going to be a very simple game plan, but at the same time, they get after the quarterback.
Man, it would be so huge. Two straight games in hostile environments, go out and win those two games and come back to Philly, would be a gigantic way to start the season.
It'd be a great way. You know, two road wins, hopefully. Like you said, in hostile, loud stadiums. And we just got to, you know, stay the course, keep our poise, and we'll see what happens.
You ever worry about Carson not being poised? Has he ever shown you that he's not poised?
No. He's so under control. Everything is very, he's in command of everything. And that's, for a second year player, a young quarterback in this league, that's a very special trait to have.
Big week ahead, Doug. Good luck.
Thank you.
Beat the Chiefs. Doug Peterson in studio here. Our exclusive one-on-one weekly presented by Wawa. Thanks for joining us.